I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tomorrow's an important day on the Christian calendar. Keep listening and we'll tell you what it is. We're also talking today about your heart language and why it matters for connecting with Scripture. In our first story, according to church tradition, June 29th marks the day of the Apostle Paul's martyrdom. It's commemorated as the Day of the Christian Martyr, not to be confused with the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church in November. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman with the Voice of the Martyrs USA, clarifies the difference.
The Day of the Christian Martyr is different in that we are looking backwards and we're honoring those who have already paid the ultimate price for following Christ.
This year, the focus is on the Christians of Mosul.
10 years ago this month, ISIS went into the city of Mosul. They actually announced from the loudspeakers that Christians, you have three choices. You can convert to Islam, you can run for your life, or you can be killed.
We should feel the weight of the sacrifice, but at the same time, that's the purpose of lament, to process our pain so that we can rejoice. What's to celebrate? The remnant church survived in Iraq and is a vibrant body today.
What we want to do is be inspired. They were willing to sacrifice their lives to see the gospel advance where they were. What would I be willing to sacrifice to see the gospel advance in my neighborhood, in my city?
At our website, we'll connect you to a suite of free digital resources to help you find your place in the story. Meanwhile, the Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca, known as the Hajj, became a death march. Last week in Saudi Arabia, over 1,300 pilgrims died in a heat wave soaring over 115 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, the Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam and a requirement for every Muslim. Bruce Allen with FMI says,
Saudi authorities try and control the flow of pilgrims through quotas, allowing each country one pilgrim for every 1,000 Muslim citizens. But there are unofficial pilgrims who also come because they're told to. Their religion says, you must perform this act.
Unofficial pilgrims didn't have the same access to shaded pavilions and water as did the registered pilgrims.
The Saudi health minister reported that 83% of those fatalities were unauthorized pilgrims who had to do all the walking of long distances in the soaring temperatures.
Pilgrims on the Hajj desire to be closer to their God. Pray for Muslims to know truth in Christ.
I pray, Lord, let me be an agent of your filling to give them the spiritual nourishment that they really need, rather than all the polluted cisterns where people go to get water when Jesus offers living water.
And in order to understand God's word fully, some people need to hear scripture instead of reading it.
The majority of the world are like me in that we are oral learners. There's something about hearing the word that is different than reading.
Mega Voices' Daryl Templeton recently met an Algerian doctor during an overseas trip, and the two struck up a conversation. Templeton asked the doctor what language he spoke growing up, and he answered Kabylie. Templeton then handed him an audio Bible.
I had just recently gotten the Kabylie New Testament recording. I asked him, would you please listen to this and tell me really if it is Kabylie and is it a good accent? Is it acceptable?
When the doctor put some headphones on and pressed play, everything changed.
It was like someone shot him. He just crumpled to the floor and just began sobbing. And it was several minutes before he could talk. This doctor spoke 8 languages fluently, but for the first time in his life, he heard God's word in his heart language.
Stories like these happen over and over as believers introduce people to Scripture in their heart language for the first time. MegaVoice provides the tools to make that possible, but they need your help to create more tools. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.